Hey, what's going on, my friends? It's Dave Sharp. Welcome to Wake Up Legendary. And it's actually happening. We've got a wonderful guest this morning who's going to bring some beautiful value here and some wonderful experience to you all this morning. It's a wonderful guy. And so we're loving the mixture of showing more and more men that this is possible for you as well. This was once a pretty male dominated industry. Over the last little while, you've seen so many wonderful, women who are coming in, and lots of diverse people from all over the world, all kinds of backgrounds. But today we're going to bring you a great story of a man from Utah, and he has done some incredible things, built a following of over 100,000 people as a 58-year-old store manager, somebody who's worked in retail. Who would have thunk? We'll get his story as to whether he thought this was all possible and how this has changed him. I may be dating him. He may be 57. Let's bring him on in. With that being said, Joe, welcome to the show. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Dave. I'm doing awesome.
Good. Good. Am I adding a year to your life here? Are you 57?
I'm 58, and I'm pretty sure it's okay, because I think this has been on Wake Up Legendary. It's been Beauty and the Beast week. You've got all the young, beautiful people early in the week, and then me on Friday.
Oh, my friend. Well, listen, I've got a mug only a mother can love as well, so I'm right there with you. Tell us where you're calling in from.
Saratoga Springs, Utah.
Saratoga. And what did you do? What sort of store manager are you?
So I was a retail piano store manager, still am.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting. Well, thanks for being willing to come on today. And this is your first time live, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. How you feeling right now?
Great. I'm stoked to be here, but I'm upset to my stomach, but I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. Well, you're doing great and you're looking great. What motivated you, or what interested you, or what led you to wanting to have an online business even in the first place? Before we even talk about Legendary and your experience here, what opened your eyes or made you feel compelled to take a look at this or want to start this?
You bet. So I grew up here in Utah, number six in a family of 17 children. So it was survival of the fittest, for sure. Mm. You had to learn to work hard and do well. And my mom just demanded it. And it was just a wonderful upbringing. And then my sweetie and I adopted three beautiful miracle children of ours. We have two boys and a girl. And my mission now is to tell people, don't wait till you're 58. If you're 20, 30, 40, have kids, don't have kids yet, don't blink or they're 27 before you know it. And so I put my head down. I got my degree. I did what America said you're supposed to do. I got my accounting degree, never left the piano business. I was a piano mover early on. I could lift them and move them anywhere I needed to. And then I decided to stay in the piano business. My brother owned some stores, and I ran one of them for him for many years now. And just put my head down, went to work, provided for my kids, did what I was told to do, and just kept working hard. And then after 37 years, the economy got bad. The inflation hit, and house prices were up. Inflation was up. People couldn't afford a house, and that means they can't afford a piano. And my pay got cut last year severely, and didn't know what to do. I didn't know who to trust and what to do, and I'd never felt that before, and it was frustrating. So I was scrolling on the socials one night just trying to forget about my problems, and I found a mom who had some success and was doing pretty well, and trusted what she said, and a little bit of hope came back into my life at that time. But I always had doubts still. I thought, I'll look into it. I'll look at this $7 thing and see what happens. And But I never started it for a little bit. And then I finally decided, hey, if this is going to be something that I am going to do, I better look a little harder into it. And I took the $7 challenge. And I got to say, it blew me away. That was the most incredible value I've seen in anything in 58 years. And I've gone to college for accounting. I paid on student loans for years. I had to pay for my own college put thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars into that. And I couldn't believe that just skipping my Dr. Pepper, dirty Dr. Pepper every morning a couple times would get me the value that got me. And so I started to get a little bit of hope. And then I always kept in the back of my mind, I can quit this. I don't have to do this. There's all these beautiful young people out here doing it. And there's me. And I'm probably not going to make this work like they do. So for about, I was working 50 to 60 hours every week, and going through the blueprints. When I finally decided to do that, it was tough. I didn't have a lot of spare time, but I stayed up late and got up early and fit things in when I could. And I just was determined. I was eating it up. It was such a great value for me. And I just can't say enough about that. It just was convincing to me that it was the right thing to do. And so then I got into it and started an Instagram page back in November. And I just didn't do what people told me to do. I'm 58. I know what I'm doing. I can do this. I don't need to listen to Dave or to Joanne or Drew or Ryan. I can do this how I want to do it. So I kept going for a month or two. Didn't have a whole lot of success. And in the back of my mind, I always thought, you know, I can stop this. I don't have to keep doing this. But then I listened again to your millionaire mindset. Mm. And something in there triggered something in me that made me realize to doubt my doubts before I doubt my abilities. Mm. And that was big for me. When you said that I can't remember exactly how you said it, but I have it right here. You said that you deserve something better and that you have the power to create it. Mm. And that put all the doubts out of my mind and made me realize I just need to push forward with this and quit doubting my abilities and doubt my doubts. And that made a big difference for me. And there's been a lot of people on the way. I can't tell you how much the legendary family means to me. You, Dave, I know you're a class act because I've dealt with so many people in your group, with Sydney and with Shania and with Ryan and Drew and Joanne and Paula, and you are a class organization. And I just want to say I would not be here at all without the class that you guys have. And thank you very much.
Well, it's our pleasure, man. You are, makes it all worth it to hear that, my friend. I can assure you of that. So thank you for that. That's wonderful. That's wonderful validation and affirmation. And I hope you get a chance to go back and read some of these comments from people, because they are tripping over themselves about you, my friend, and loving your story, loving your Jasmine says, love his determination and willpower. So inspirational. You know, just I'm 34 and he's such an inspiration. I agree. I'm not 34, but I'm loving this story. I'm 60 and started years ago. I have some of the same feelings. I'm 50 and still have my student loans. This is bringing out some identification there with people who are feeling overwhelmed by doing the right thing, right? As you said, doing what America tells you to do. America's not all bad, but we've got some dysfunctional, antiquated processes here. And the way we're talking to our young people needs to evolve. Wow, Joe, your story is amazing from the start. No excuses, Sandy says. Got to get back to studying. How's it feel to, Shelly says, so happy to be listening to you and your story today, Joe. How has it been for you to begin to you know, how is it like for you to hear some of these things? I mean, first of all, before we even get into what it was like for you to launch and get on camera and do some of the other things, I mean, what is it like just to hear the validation and hear how inspirational your story is in your determination?
You know, in that millionaire mindset, Dave, you said something as well that really triggered me. And it said, it really motivated me. It said, it's not about the money. It's about seeing your story through. And these wonderful comments and the people that I've run into and the support, it can be a grind on the socials, and you can get people that call you names and say you're stupid and whatever they want to say. But the support and the incredible people that are in this community have made it so worth it, whether I make X amount of dollars or not. It's just really seeing your story through, and that's a big part of it for me. There's been so many that have supported me and continue to support me here today. So thank you all very much.
Now, what does that mean to you, seeing your story through? Like, when you heard me say that, what did you envision? What came up for you? What do you think about when you say that?
So I spent 37 years, sorry, with my nose to the grindstone. And I have three beautiful miracles in my life that I was not able to spend enough time with. So there's some regret there. But I'm not dead yet. I'm 58 years old and I'm old, but I'm not dead yet. And I can be there for their grandkids and give them some things that maybe I wasn't able to give them because I was working so much. That's seeing my story through. It's to be able to tell everybody I can, don't wait till you're 58, don't wait till you're 48, don't wait till you're 38, but do it whenever you get the chance and just jump in and do it. Because I'm going to see my story through, and I'm going to be there for my kids through my grandchildren.
Yeah. Powerful, man. Powerful. That's one thing that I can tell you as you know, I have two younger children. I also have an older one as well that I had when I was younger, and I wasn't able to be there the way that I wished I would have. And I know that regret, you know, I know that those feelings that I could have wanted to do a better job, could have, just didn't know how, right? In my situation, it was an age thing, you know, but that's not the children's fault. The children didn't ask to come into this world. The children didn't, right? So, I mean, we can sit here and give all the reasons, right? Well, I was working. I had to put food on the table. What do you want me to do? Or, hey, I was young. What do you want me to do? And at the end of the day, that's about me. But it's, what about them? How do they feel? Not only what did I miss out on, et cetera, but also how did it impact them? And I can tell you that as of, you know, me getting clean in 2008, the two kids I had after that, I was able to be there more and now able to be available more. My older son works in the company here. So there's been some ways in which I've been able to be closer to and just spend more time all around because of this business, right? Because of this business, it's not something else that happened externally for me. It is because of this business, these skill sets that I've learned that I can apply. And I have applied over the past 13 years in basically four different ways. The core four ways to sell information online that we teach here. And that's given me the ability to be able to do a lot of work here on the phone, the majority of work from home, minus the couple of times I got a wild hair up my butt and thought I needed to start an office, right? Which I don't know what I was thinking, Joe, honestly. But I did it for a little while. So what was it like for you? What light bulbs went off? Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that as you enrolled into our challenge and started learning. You know, we weren't teaching Amazon. We're not teaching drop shipping. You know, we're not teaching. What resonated with you about what we are talking about? The core four ways to sell information online, courses, coaching events, starting with affiliate marketing, you know, sales funnels, email autoresponders, becoming the hunted rather than the hunter. What stood out to you? Were you contrasting that with your retail experience? Like, what resonated with you that somebody, if they could see through your eyes, what did you see?
So, as you know, I'm a boomer. My kids call me that, and I do now too. But I had no technological...
Love my boomers.
I had no technological ability in the past at all. If it was a piano or a digital piano or something with music, I could probably take care of it. But computers, I used my phone to scroll a little bit on the socials, and that was about it. But what really hit me was that I could learn this and I could do it, and even at my age. And I started at first on my Instagram trying to do what everybody else did and trying to do it my way, but do it kind of how they did it, and trying to be somebody that I wasn't. And January 17th of this year, after 2.5 months online, I realized I wasn't getting anywhere. I had 100 and some followers. I was thinking I was having fun, but it was a lot of work for me. At 50, 60 hours a week, I would get something done on Instagram and go to post it, and there would be a glitch, and it would say, sorry, we're not doing that for you. And I'd spent the last 2 or 3 hours in my breaks at work getting that ready. And I sat there and I would cry because I didn't have time to do another one. And so the technology stuff, it became apparent that I could do it and that I should do it and that I could spend more time with my family than I was spending with them prior. And so January 17th, I shut my account down on Instagram and I drove home and I cried real tears. Because I'd spent 2 months before that learning the blueprints and learning everything I could. And then I spent 2.5 months on the socials thinking it was just gonna happen for me. All I gotta do is get on and it'll happen. And I drove home and I cried. It was lucky it was a half hour drive home, because it took me that long to quit crying. Because I'm 58, I don't have time. I don't even buy green bananas anymore. I'm not sure what time I have left. But so that night I prayed and I said, I thought to myself after my prayer, I said, I've got to do what they tell me to do and how to do it, how the professionals say to do it. So I changed my strategy. The next morning I started January 18th, an Instagram account, being serious about it, being real about it, doing exactly what a couple of mentors told me to do. I took their advice, invaluable advice, and just became myself. I would do a video and I'd say, what's original about me? I don't have to be somebody else. I'm 58. People know that I'm 58. Be yourself. And so when I go to work, I would put my tie in my pocket, like a pocket square, just because I didn't want to put it on until I absolutely had to. So I did a couple of videos with my tie in my pocket. And now I do a lot of them that way, and I'm the tie in the pocket guy, and I get more comments about that than I do about anything else, because I just thought I'm going to be myself. And a couple of videos I'd put my glasses on instead of not wearing them, and just different things that I did made it more me, and it just was amazing. And I doing it the right way and the way that I knew I should have before. Within 2 months, I had 100,000 followers, dedicated, devoted, incredible followers. And I'm now up to 128,000. And I can't believe it's me even doing this. It's just like a dream still. So.
And what, I mean, when you say the right way, contrast us a little bit and help us to understand, does that basically revolve around you branding yourself and being yourself and letting people get to know a little bit of your story, why you're doing things, and instead of just being a commercial of, you know, of information with no soul or spirit or story to you? Is that what you mean? I believe that's what you're putting down, but verify that is exactly what you mean by that.
Absolutely, 100%. So I thought that there were so many young, beautiful people doing this that I had to try to do what they did. And I'm not young and beautiful. Now, I think I'm beautiful, but I'm not young. But
you're beautiful, brother. You're beautiful in my eyes.
In my own way, I had to just,
my friend.
Thank you, Dave. You're the man. You're the man. I had to just be myself. I had to be me instead of somebody else. And I had to realize that all of my hopes and dreams in my life can happen based on who I am. I don't have to change who I am to have my hopes and dreams come true. I have to change what I do. I have to change the process, but I don't have to change who I am. So my originality, anybody else who's 58 or 48 or 38 or 21, their originality is what's going to make them. My sweet daughter is 20, and she was born profoundly deaf in both ears, and she has a cochlear implant. And she has a friend from school, clear back in six years old, so clear back 14, 15 years ago at the deaf school, who they were learning to speak. And so they all had different things like a cochlear implant or hearing aids. And this friend, who I hadn't talked to in probably 10 years, saw one of my posts on Instagram and messaged and said, "Are you Leah's dad? Are you sis?" So I have 21-year-olds that are getting back to me saying, "You look trustworthy. I can trust you." Mm-hmm. I'm not young and beautiful like a lot of these people are, but they can trust me. And I've had dozens of people get on and say, "I can trust you. You look so, like somebody I can trust."
Absolutely.
And I just got a hat throw.
You got. Buddy, you deserve a million hat throws. You're incredible. You are the best. I think that we are oftentimes looking for love in the wrong place when we start online. As you said, comparisonitis. I've said that. Jason, by the way, said just through mine too. We're oftentimes looking for love in the wrong places. What does that mean? Well, we're you know, trying to be something that we're not. We're too focused on our appearances. You know, we're too worried about marketing to our specific age group only, right? When it's like, you just made a powerful point that there is a lot of people who would love to and would listen to a father or even grandfather figure, mother or grandmother figure as well, instead of somebody their own age, because that is their peer group. I mean, that is often where they have the majority of their conflict. There's a lack of wisdom oftentimes and trust, as you said, in a peer group. That's why a teacher or a mentor or a parent or a guardian or, right, a coach is needed. Very rarely in high school, of course, but in college or even in professional sports, do you see a coach that's of the same age, right? You see people who are older, who have more experience, who have coached people for years or decades. I love that you made that point, and I think that is a major nugget for a lot of you who are only trying to talk to people. You know, and you alluded to that. You gave clues to how you're framing that. One of your main messages, which I love, it's a high converting message. It's also a very compliant message. It's a long term message. It's a message that can keep you building a business around for a very long time, not by shooting up and then crashing, but just by steadily building a trustworthy audience. Is exactly that. Hey, don't wait. Don't wait until you're 58. You know, if you have any sort of ability, if you have the gifts right now of a Wi-Fi connection, you know, if you have the gift right now of having a cell phone, that's a gift. There's a lot of countries, third world countries, people who don't have that. If you have the gift right now of living in America, As crazy as the country is, if you have that blessing of living in this country right now, you have a roof over your head, you have somebody that loves you, and you love somebody, take this time to learn these skills now, because we're not going backwards. Creating content, doing, selling courses, selling information, doing affiliate marketing, all these different kind of business models, they exist, and it's the playing field has been leveled. Lower your skepticism for a day. Lower your, you know, set your insecurities and your doubts, as you said, aside for a day, and pretend as if you were just a toddler with nothing but imagination and possibility. Imagine for a second that you haven't been beat down by the world and society telling you that, hey, that's great for them, but you just stay in line and be a good little boy and a good little girl and just get your grades and get that job. Set all that aside for a second and dream for a moment. Think about the possibilities. Take a sheet of paper and design, write your perfect day. What does your perfect day include? Does it include an hour and a half in the car or even a half hour driving to your job? Does it include walking into to the office tired? You left the house before your kids even woke up. Does it include getting home after they go to bed? Does it include not seeing them at all? Does it include, I bet not. I bet it includes waking up, having coffee with your spouse, going in and waking your children up, getting them ready, right? Whatever your perfect day is, write it down. And then ask yourself, is the path that you're on, the job that you have, the things that you're doing right now, are those two going to cross anytime soon? Or is that dream and that life just going to go parallel and you're just going to keep dreaming because those are never going to intersect? Well, if they're not ever going to intersect, you have to do something to begin to bring those two together. And that means that you may have to learn entrepreneurship instead of just being an employee. And guess what? Nowadays, in 2024, there's some ways to be a digital entrepreneur that never existed before. You don't have to go run a hot dog stand. You don't have to go get a paper route. You don't have to go do, you know, jobs on the side, construction jobs and so forth. You can actually, there's opportunity that can allow you to actually be at home as you get this going. These skills are not going away. It's time you learn them. Whether you learn them from me, this is one of my favorite things to say too. Whether you learn them from me or whether you learn them somewhere else, I encourage you to learn them. That's an even more trustworthy message, because now you're letting people know it's not, look, I'm here to deliver value. I've got some amazing resources. You can get my resources. They've changed my life. But if not, you should learn these skills somewhere, right? Now that's me selling our products. Of course, if you're in a different niche, then you have a different message, but that's us selling. But you know, what a powerful message to just ask people, you know, is what you're doing right now going to get you what you want? And, you know, even if it's more money and you don't quit your job, or even if it's more confidence or self-esteem, Joe, what are some of the non-financial benefits that you've gotten as a result of this? What have you learned about yourself? How have you changed and developed? What has been sparked or inspired inside of you that was either dormant or you hadn't seen in a while or you didn't know was there? Give us a little bit of insight into some of the things that you've felt and experienced and evolve that maybe we may or may not have noticed from just watching your videos.
Absolutely. So I for 37 years put my head down and focused on what I was trying to do to take care of my family. And I realized from all the interactions I have with other people that for me, the money has been my focus. And because I'm the dad, I'm the provider. That's what I do. And I tell people now that people think they can't do this because they don't have the ability. I didn't have the ability. I did not have the ability. I learned some skills through your program that gave me that ability. Anybody can learn those skills. The only ability someone needs to take the jump into this is availability. Make yourself available. The other abilities will come. If I can do it as a boomer, you can do it at any age. The other abilities will come. You'll learn that stuff. The availability is what you need to have right now. Make yourself available to change your life. Don't do what I did and keep your head down and quit dreaming. I now have dreams and hopes that I'm still working because I've committed to my work that I'll be there for a certain amount of time. And I'm planning on being a man of my word and doing that. But I also want to go on a Monday and go fishing with my kid and not have to go to the office. And I'm going to do that. And I want to plan my week around my kids instead of around my place that I drive to every day. And I'm going to be able to do that. And that to me, the money comes if you do it right. It's not, you're so right. It's not about the money. It's about seeing my story through and making sure that I can do those things that I want to do in my life for my children and their children.
Yeah. This availability ability thing was a platinum nugget, brother. I mean, that's the only ability you need is availability. That's so, God, isn't that, man, this is life wisdom, my friends, that you're hearing today, this morning. That's really what you need with everything in life to be a great dad. You just need availability to be a great spouse or partner. You just need availability to be a good entrepreneur. You need availability. That availability means encompassed in that is consistency and persistence and staying with one thing. You can't be available for, hey, I'm available, but I've been available for this for 2 weeks and now this for 2 weeks and now this. You got to stay in one place, just like anything. Just like with your kids or spouse or whatever, if you're going to build something real, you got to stay in one place. But making yourself available, being available to learn, to go through all the phases, right? Because there are phases. Let's talk a little bit about your phase. You went through the learning phase. You talked a little bit about that. What was it like to go into the launching phase? I would say you're in the leadership phase now. You're sort of, you know, finding you are finding your voice, you're developing your message, you're becoming a leader in people's eyes. People are relying on to see you. They want to see you. You've got people who are relying on you to continue to create content. What was it like for you to be in that sort of middle phase? You know, there's learn, launch, and then lead, right? So what was it like for you to be in that kind of launch phase where you were getting on camera for the first time and you were, you know, I imagine there was some nerves there as there was today going live here with me for the first time. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I didn't think people wanted to see me on camera or hear what I said on camera. I just thought I'm some old guy that they're, you know, but then I embraced it. And when I first started this, I thought I'm working 50 to 60 hours a week. I don't have the availability, but I changed my mindset through a bunch of stuff that you guys recommended and changed my mindset that I have to have the availability to get this done. And so the middle part, launching, posting, that was a grind. It still is a grind every day. But I just learned that now when an Instagram glitch happens, I just laugh and chuckle and say, there we are. I know I'm right at home. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and I laugh it off and I just move forward. And if I get two posts that day instead of three, so be it. Patience. I learned a lot of patience. I wasn't a very patient person before, but I learned a lot of patience and just keep going, just move forward, put one foot in front of the other. And I remember last week you had Natalie on and she was inspirational to me. I've lost 80 pounds myself since COVID got done, and I've got another 40 or 50 to go. But when I started this, I thought I'm going to go in the weight loss niche and do tell people about the intermittent fasting I've done and all this. And I changed my mind. But if this were taken away from me today and Instagram shut everything down, I could start again and do that tomorrow and be successful because of you guys and the training that I've had.
That's the goal, my friend. It's to know and to have the abilities that if you lost it all, you would be able to build it back. That's the thing that people can't take from you, is the skill sets and the know-how and the knowledge. Okay. If you get lucky, friends, because you got in at the ground floor of something, or you got in with something was hot or trendy and you did a quick cash grab, but then that was over and it disappeared, which they all do. All trends disappear. All cash grab opportunities disappear. They end. What do you do now? Well, you have a crisis in your life. The low is just as low as the high. And that's very hard to think about when you're on a high. But the low is just as low and lower and harder. I want to talk about something real quick that Harvard Business Review wrote on the liking gap, okay, which is something that I oftentimes reference, okay? And it's titled, "People Probably Like You More Than You Think." And this references the liking gap. Now, this is a phenomenon. Okay, it's a phenomenon. What is a phenomenon, people? Well, a phenomenon is something that it's hard to explain it, right? It's hard to explain it, but it exists, right? And so this liking gap, I'll read you just this paragraph or the sentence that it has highlighted for me. That is, people systematically underestimate how much they're conversation partners like them and enjoy their company, an illusion we call the liking gap. Okay. The liking gap, or people's overly pessimistic beliefs about the impression they made, may seem like something that would occur only in initial interactions, but its effects extend far beyond a first impression. Okay. Surprisingly, it can linger and permeate a variety of relationships, including interactions with coworkers. What does this mean to us? Well, Joe, what does that mean to you? What does that mean when you hear that and you relate it to your story?
I've lived through that exact thing. When I first posted my first post, I watched it and I thought, you are a piece of work, buddy. You are a piece of work. And you know what? It didn't matter. Nobody saw my first post, and I didn't realize that. Nobody saw it. And I was fine with that. But I'm telling you what, that's absolutely true. We are pessimists before we're optimists, and we need to change that. And I've had so much response from hundreds of people who have told me, your story just inspires me. You just keep doing this. And I'm set out now to help as many people as I can through your program and through those things that I've learned to see their story through, and to not wait till their kids are 27 and you're 58 years old. And like I said, I'm 58, but I ain't dead yet. I've got lots of living left to do, and I'm going to do it the right way. And I'm just thrilled. I remember Natalie last week when she talked about doing things when it's the hard things to do and your stomach feels upset and you're sick, or you have obstacles. Do it when it's hard. Do it when it's tough. When I would be at work and those Instagram glitches would happen, it used to make my blood boil. And now I just kind of laugh at it and say, here it is again. And I'm getting less and less of those glitches. So I'm sure some of them were my fault, doing what I was doing. But the like gap, I totally believe in that. And you'll be surprised when you do what you feel right to do and be yourself, how many people will support you and tell you that you're doing exactly what you should do. And that's far surpassed anything that I ever thought I'd get out of this. It's been amazing.
Yeah. It's really the liking. Yeah. People liking you more than you think they are. What do you have to do in order to allow that to happen, friends? Well, you have to allow personality to come out, right? I mean, this is one important thing. Joe alluded to this earlier with the tie and the shirt, kind of being yourself. Don't be afraid. When you're building your personal brand, don't be afraid to get a little goofy. Don't be afraid to let your little idiosyncrasies or anal tendencies to sort of show. Don't be afraid to get a little bit more animated. You know, I mean, I'm not, you know, the way that I do this show and excited and throwing my hat, I'm not really doing that with my kids or, you know, my friends. I mean, I get a little excited here. I get a little bit, we're on video, so I get a little bit more animated. I also want energy to come through the computer screen, right? And you know, that would be a little intense, Joe, if you and I were sitting face to face. You might be like, holy crap, this, you know, this guy's odd, right? But on camera, it's fine, right? Because you know you got your screen there, you got your personal space, you got your boundary. So, you know, allow that personality to shine 10% more, 20% more than what it would in real life. You know, kind of exaggerate a little bit. Not your words, but your personality. You know, I think it's a great time for us to be childlike, for us to not only dream and imagine, but also to be playful. And that's one of the things that I think that is so priceless in marketing, is being playful. The best marketing is playful. If you think about some of the best commercials, I think about the Michael Jordan with the aliens that they did for Nike, or I think about some of these insurance commercials, the Geico with a lizard, or the Progressive with the coach who's teaching you not to be your parents. He's my favorite. That guy's my favorite. There's all kinds of goofy, playful marketing that does well. Joe, how else does that resonate with you? Are you finding yourself being more playful than you thought you would be? And how is that affecting your audience? Also, how is that affecting your spirit? We're talking about some of the payoffs here and benefits outside of just financial. Friends, we're all in this. It's a business, right? Joe's results are not going to be your results financially. So we want to be careful about throwing those numbers out there so you don't get an expectation. You do the test, you see how much you make, and you determine if that's adequate for you or not. Let's talk about some of the other things, the playfulness. Are you doing things and being playful on camera in ways, how I just described, that you know, are getting you, are, felt awkward at first, but are getting you out of your shell, and also people are appreciating. That's that edutainment, the entertaining aspect of your content.
Absolutely. It's funny you say that, because growing up with 17 in my family, 13 boys and 4 girls, I was the comedian, I thought, and I had to be funny all the time. I made jokes, and when things got stressful, I would make a joke, and my mom would say, damn it, stop it. And I just continued. I just did it. So that is me, to be fun and to have fun and to make jokes about things and to be light, and the world's too serious. And this has changed me back to somebody that I really want to be, and made it fun. This is absolutely fun for me. I do a reel now and I have such a blast with it. I'm enjoying this so much, and I have been missing that for many, many years. I was very successful. I took care of my family. But I was missing some things in my life, and that was part of it. I'm the comedian again. I'm enjoying things. I'm having fun. I'm looking forward to the next step instead of going, oh, I better go and do this reel or whatever. I'm looking forward to it, and it has really taken me back to somewhere that I'm thrilled and I enjoy being. I love it. Absolutely love it.
And you mentioned the grind earlier, you know, and the entrepreneur grind is different than in the employment grind, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness.
Right?
Oh, my goodness. It's such a – you're everything. You can't take a phone call and say, hey, it was my boss's fault. It was someone else's fault. It was my piano tuner's fault. I'm it. And I have to, and I've been able to take that responsibility and look forward to it. When I first started getting some people following me, I got some stuff through my funnel, and my funnel wasn't working right. And I laughed. I just said, you know what? Of course it's not. It's me. we got things working right. And when little things come up, you have to just say, hey, this isn't someone else's fault that told me how to do it. I pushed the button. I'm the one that did it. I need to take that responsibility and shoulder it. And that's freeing. That's liberating in and of itself.
Yeah. Yeah. And you touched on the personal responsibility aspect of entrepreneurship. There's also the, I don't know. I mean, the entrepreneurs will work 80 hours a week for themselves freely and happily, and you know, and it'll feel like 40 hours. Whereas when you're grinding at the office or the warehouse or whatever, 40 hours for somebody else can feel like 80. You know, there's also, you know, do you agree with that? I mean, it's like sometimes I know for me, I've gotten better with my time management, but I used to, the time would just get away from me because I was just in it. I was building. It was almost like constructing a Lego project. I was building my business.
And you were having fun.
Yes.
Makes a big difference for sure.
Yes, it does. My friend, this has been just a beautiful conversation to wrap up our week, man. I mean, people in the comments, this is my favorite episode. He's my favorite. Lynn said it right there. He's my fave. Same Joe, rediscovered myself after being a full-time mom for 31 years. There's just so much. I'm going to listen to this again. I am resonating with this. Darlene says he's my favorite. There's just, you know, powerful, says Mike. You speak your truth. Deb says he is much lower key in person. He's awesome, even low key. Deb Hoove says that. Maybe that's a friend or someone that you know. Just love all the golden nuggets. This is the best Wake Up Legendary, hands down. So resonates with me. Keep being you, Joe. Such an inspiration. His story is amazing. Man, take that in, brother. Take that in, man. Take that in. Take that in. Take all this in. You come back and you read these and you take this in. And appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. Can't wait to talk to you again and keep following your journey. And thanks for allowing me and our team here to be a small part of it. Okay.
Can I give a shout out or two, Dave?
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. Thank you, everyone. You got me in tears here, but I want to give a shout out to Dave and Joanne and Drew and Ryan and Paula and Sydney and Shania and so many others at your company that I treat as family. I feel like you're family to me, and I just appreciate you. There's a couple more I'd like to just shout out to. Sean and Gwen are just incredible in my life right now. Sean's just hilarious with some of the stuff he comes up with, and Gwen's inspirational and so incredible. And then there's a couple people, Claire and Scotty, that have just meant a whole lot to me because of the way they've treated me on the platforms. And then Kayla and Chelsea as well, they've been inspirational to me and gave me hope to be something better than I am and to have more. And I know I can have more and I can create more.
Yes.
Thank you.
You can, buddy. And you are that inspiration for us, man, and for many who have listened to your story this morning and will continue to follow you and listen to your story. We can't wait to see you grow and continue this journey, man. Can't even imagine where you're going to be in by the end of the year. It's exciting, man. It's literally, I get excited. I get really excited to watch you and to know where you're going. And, just to know, how far you've come just in this period of time. How long has it been? Just remind us before we wrap up. Are we at 6 months here, roughly 9 months, a year? How long is it?
October last year, I really dug in. So we're about 5 or 6 months in. Three months posting on my current Instagram account. And if I can do this, anybody can do this. And I can show you how through your program. And Dave, thank you very much. I love you, man. You're the best.
Hey, love you too, brother. Your journey right now reminds me of the pimple on the freckle of a gnat's ass. It's just so – it's just – it's an infant. It's a fetus, man. It's a fetus, brother. It's not even born yet, man. Just hang in there, buddy. Keep doing what you're doing, okay? It's really, really, it's awesome. And I'm very, very proud of you and look up to you and I'm very inspired by you. So thank you for your time today, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, my friend. We'll talk to you later, okay, Joe?
Okay.
Stay legendary, brother.
Thank you. You too.
All right, my friends, you can find Joe, and yes, you should find Joe, at CJ The Older Affiliate CJ the Older Affiliate out on Instagram. Go check him out there. Just go follow him right on Instagram. And Gala says, or Gala says, did he say that again? What's with the Nats ass? Oh man, come on. I'm 40. I got a gray beard for Christmas sakes. Can I have some corny dad things that I say? Give me a break. All right, my friends. Joe did crush this. He absolutely crushed this. This was incredible, wasn't it, Kim? She says, I'm 60. I love that anyone can do this. And you can do this whether you are a part of Legendary or not. I want to be clear about that. We are in a modern day digital gold rush, I believe, right now. Right now is the absolute prime opportunity. It's never been more prime. It's the playing field has never been more leveled. Our job, our role here is to provide education, skill development, support, community, these conversations. How valuable is this to you? Thinking and listening to somebody who started, we're talking 3-6 months ago. It gets me dreaming, and I've been doing this for 13 years. It gets me dreaming. It gets me inspired. That's the reason why I stay plugged in and do this every day. I mean, think about this, my friends. I mean, this is a commitment on my part. This is my marketing strategy. I mean, being live every day, and I'm better at going live, nearly 1,000 episodes later than I was on my first episode. And that wasn't my very first time being live, but this business, doing this, doing this show, being an entrepreneur makes me want to be better, makes me want to get better. And then I get the pleasure of connecting with amazing customers and people like you all, like Joe, that makes me want to be better, gets me re-inspired. This is how it works. I mean, this is how I work anyways. And it's just a beautiful life. It's a beautiful life. And it has nothing to do with all the materialistic things that may or may not come to all of us in different sums and amounts, right? It has to do with just the way of life, the lifestyle of this, the internal benefits. And what I've learned is if I become the person, the money comes. If I become the person, the money comes. But the money doesn't come and then I become the person. I mean, this is not a lotto ticket. I don't just play and take 30 seconds to fill out my numbers once a week. I don't just get to log in and be like, where's my commissions? I gotta develop. I gotta learn the skills. I gotta apply them. Joe just took us through his journey. It's not been easy. It's not been easy by any respects, but from what I can tell, it's been worth it. It's been worth it. And so with that being said, my friends, one final, I mean, the monster, the biggest, the stand-up hat throw for Joe. What a fantastic day today. I'm leaving inspired, and I'm leaving charged, and I'm leaving fulfilled. And so with that being said, we'll see you back here next week. If you want to get started with any of the programs we've talked about today, 15-day challenge, blueprints, come to a mastermind, go to legendarymarketer.com/enroll. If you want to get a text message reminder whenever we go live, to just click a little link on your phone, text WUL for Wake Up Legendary to 813-296-8553. And we will see you back here Monday, 10 a.m. Eastern time, same place, same time, for another episode of Wake Up Legendary. Get out of here, my friends.